It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest Rider, Dig D Bartolo. This is episode 2050, recorded Thursday, July 24, 2025. Bird's Eye View. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has three gadgets from the Holiday Gift Guide. I have the second to last pet gadget for the month. And in the warehouse, we have a what the heck is it? What the heck is next? All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is. The gadget animal, Dick D. Bartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing very good.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just came from a party.
You even have, Dickie D, you even have the party wristband on still, I think.
I forgot.
Look at that. That's how you know it's been a good night, is when
yeah,
you get home.
Yeah, exactly.
You still
exactly.
Got some wristbands on.
Yeah, I totally forgot, and I got an email Tuesday. Don't forget the party in Riverside Park is this Thursday from 6 to 9. And I said to Dennis, if we go from like 6 to 6:40, I bet I can get back in time to do the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, so
that's what we did. And I took three quick shots. I sent them directly to Chad. So I'm not even sure. Oh, okay. So
this
the party is starting. They had two great tables of food.
Ooh, look at that food.
Pasta. There was fried chicken.
This is just right outside. This was the arches of the boat basin.
Yeah,
cafe.
And actually, you know what, Chad? This is at 108th Street, where they have a similar setup.
Oh, never mind. It looks so similar. I was just
exactly. It looks exactly like it does.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and then there's two musicians. Used to work for the Parks Department. Did I even get a shot of them?
Here, there's another shot here. Oh, there they are.
Oh, okay, yeah. Two of these three guys used to work at the Riverside Park Conservatory, and now they are musicians. So they did some jazz.
That's great.
They didn't do a video because I figured maybe it's copyrighted music.
Yeah, you
but it was
know.
Really great. It was just beginning, but this we ran fantastic. Down and had some food and came back in time for the show.
Looks like a ton of fun.
Yeah,
my
no,
gosh.
It's great. It's
did
great.
They, oops, sorry, I keep trying to click that. Were they serving drinks?
You know what? I don't think they're allowed to serve drinks. They had lots of weird, like we had watermelon lemonade, and I suspect that they can't serve drinks at a party. I'm not even sure. But,
yeah.
I don't drink anyway, so it didn't much matter.
Yeah.
Does that mean the meetup is back on?
Yeah, it looks so similar to the meetup location.
It does, absolutely. And I think up above that, I think there is a mini version of the Marina restaurant. I think they just serve sandwiches. It's just a few tables, and I think they open for coffee in the morning and then maybe do some sandwiches at lunch. Not a big deal, but at least there's still some food available.
Like a cafe.
About a mile from where I am.
Yeah, that's great. About a mile from where you are, in the middle of New York.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Luckily, there's food around me. Yeah, much happened with me. I did get a chance over the weekend to head to the beach. I was talking about it just the other pot show. I think I got a bit of a sunburn too.
A little bit, yeah. Not bad though.
I'm looking a little rosy today. So, but yeah, it was fantastic. So yeah, not much other than that. And then a friend's family's in town, so I've just been
great
seeing them a lot because they have an Airbnb and they invited us out. So
It's been, excellent. It's been excellent.
A fun hang week.
Perfect.
And then this weekend, I'm actually headed to Austin on a tad of a sad note. My grandfather passed, Grandpa Jerry. Jerry Frazee, yeah. It wasn't sudden. And so, you know, we've kind of known about it for a while. I'm heading up there this weekend for a celebration of life for Jerry.
Oh, okay.
And he's always, in my memory, he's always the fun grandpa. On Christmas, he never really got us individual gifts as grandchildren. He would show up with a literal sack, just like Santa, of things. Sometimes they were gifts. Sometimes they were things from Dollar General or Dollar Tree. And sometimes they may have been things from around his apartment, because one year I got a half-opened battery container. It was like 8 batteries, and I had 4. And then he gave me a few flashlights. I think that the batteries were, you know, it was a pair, you know. So, and a literal sacks of gifts. And sometimes the sacks were even trash sacks. So he was a very chill, fun, casual grandfather.
That's fun. That's
yeah.
Fun.
And so anyway, yeah, I'm doing that this weekend. It will be a celebration of his life. He's a really great guy. And thank you for all the thoughts in the chat room. Yeah. Thank you, everyone. With that, we should probably jump into some gadgets.
Yeah, so this happens every year. This is, fortunately, this year, there are two events in July. One is Sweet Sweet, the big toy event, and the other is the new products does a Christmas in July kind of thing. And one year, they were the same day. It was ridiculous. Yeah. I went to one and then directly to the other. I was exhausted. Last week, they were both, one was Wednesday, one was Thursday. And so I thought, instead of doing all the Sweet Sweet toys in a row, I would alternate them. So this is from the new products gift show. And there are two things here that, Chad, you might be interested in.
Ooh.
And the first one's kind of interesting for everybody. Let's take a look.
Okay, I'm not a bird nerd, but I'm here at Feathersnap. And we're going to find out from Carrie what we're looking at.
Yeah, so these are our smart bird feeders. We have the seed feeder, as well as a hummingbird feeder, and they're both...
Oh, hummingbirds have a special feeder?
Yes, because hummingbirds eat nectar.
Oh.
And so you put a sugar, mixture of sugar and water here to feed the hummingbirds, whereas this one feeds seed birds. So we offer both of them on our website and various retail outlets across the country. We just launched the brand last year. We have a high quality, really great quality camera, and the camera, you download an app when you purchase it, and the app sends you photos, and you can do live stream videos, so you can watch the birds whether you're at home or if you're away, if you're vacation and you're interested in what birds are coming to your house. And this is all footage from the feeder itself, so from the camera, like, I can show you on my phone.
Okay.
Like,
do you know the resolution of the cameras?
I can get to that. I don't have it off the top of my head.
Okay. It's probably at least 1080p.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are the price points?
It's $179.99.
Either one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're out now?
They are out now. They're available now. They make an amazing gift. Okay. That's why we're here today, is we're trying to, it's a really wonderful gift for parents, grandparents, families.
Is there a monthly charge for the app?
So the app, you get, with your purchase, you get access to the free app that allows you to take photos, download videos, live stream.
Okay.
And then if you want to upgrade for $5.99 a month, you get a lot more of, like, you get the educational tools, you get the AI identification.
As long as there's a free version, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for coming by.
This is not for the birds. Well, it is for the birds, but it's not for the birds in the other sense.
That's awesome. So expensive. We see a lot of these bird feeder camera solutions. An awful lot of them. Yeah. It's this interesting. This is the first one that I've seen that's a hummingbird version.
Yes, me too.
Which is really cool because in growing up in Texas, hummingbirds were absolutely a thing that we looked forward to seeing and had a feeder out in our yard. So that's really cool.
And on their website, it's a 4-megapixel camera, which should be 2560 by 1440. So that's decent.
Yeah, that's higher than 1080.
Yes, it is higher than 1080p. Yeah. And they both have solar roofs so that the battery for the camera stays charged. But they both have USB-C in case you're close to an outlet and you just want to power it from an outlet. You can do it that way too.
Pretty slick looking. I like the fake little chimney on top.
That's cute.
Yeah.
And you can do three hummingbirds that feed three hummingbirds at one time.
Yeah. That's really cool. And probably four or five birds. I don't know. It looks like it's a tiered system, like a stadium, you know? You can get the tall birds in the back.
Stadium seating.
Yeah, and the small ones in the front. I don't know if they're that organized, but you fit a lot of birds on that one. Yeah, really cool. Really, really cool.
And I thought it was clever.
Yeah, yeah. Feather Snap. I feel like she, that spokesperson, was like, I want to show you my phone of all the birds that I've taken. Right. Like in the interview, she was like, I could show you my phone if you want. I have these great, she was excited about it. Super
yes, yes. Pretty it was cool. Very funny because there were a couple of booths where they don't have official spokespeople. Fuji had a new camera, a very weird camera. And Dennis said, oh, you got to film that. And I said, okay. So I go over and I said, no, I want to do an interview. And I had my one of the mics in my hand. He says, what's that? I said, it's a microphone. He said, for what? I said, I want to do an interview. We don't do interviews. And the other guy in the booth said, what does he want? And he said, he wants to do an interview. And the second guy said, we don't do interviews. I'm thinking,
okay, bye.
All right. What are you doing here?
Strange.
I don't know.
That's happened to me at CES once. And it was a product I really wanted to cover. So I was like, can I just talk to you? And then I learn about it and then talk about it on a video? And he was like, yeah, that's fine. It's like, okay.
Yes, occasionally.
Seems strange that you have the answers that I'm going to ask you right now.
Yes.
If I could get that on camera, that'd be fantastic. Yeah. You know, like.
I mean, some of the big companies, I think like Mattel, only certain people can speak. And at Mattel, which I don't go there anymore, you must have a Mattel person with you every minute while you're videotaping anything.
Interesting. Yeah.
I mean, it kind of just takes the fun.
Yeah. Definitely. I've been there. And I've also been there where they're like, oh, let me get Eric, because Eric would be good.
Yes, exactly.
I've been there too, but yeah, there's definitely those like when you hit a roadblock of like, wait a second, I thought this was a press event. Are we not prepared to talk to the press, folks?
Exactly.
Okay, well, next gadget.
Okay, next is, I don't know why you would consider this a Christmas gift, and if you like it, I'm not buying it for you.
Oh.
But I think you will like it. Here we go.
Okie dokie.
Oh my goodness, it's X-Tool. And you know what? I don't know what they do, but I recognize a face here, and he will tell me exactly. Alan, what is that going to do?
Well, this machine is kind of unique in the world of lasers, and that's kind of a crafter's machine.
Okay.
Oh.
So it has a laser as its primary function, but it also has a cutting blade. So like a Cricut machine.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And so what we have here is this has multiple modules. So I have a blade module here. This one happens to be an inkjet module. So this was kind of a print and cut
oh my goodness
phenomenon. And so
That's Nickelodeon's
print with
monsters.
Printing module. Come pick up its little head, its lens cap here. It picks it up automatically, then switches to the blade.
Are you kidding? Is it magnetic? Is that what
Yeah. This,
oh, my goodness.
It actually comes in and does all of that. Now, there are also different kinds of blades available. So this one is a rotary blade, which is good, say, for fabrics.
Okay.
Wow.
Because you don't want a laser vinyl. You never want a laser vinyl because it gives
it's a chlorine.
Fire,
right?
Well, it gives a chlorine gas.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And bonds with water in the atmosphere, gives it hydrochloric acid, so you wind up with acid rain inside your machine.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But this one here is the laser module. So this will cut wood. It'll do organic materials and things like that.
Now, leather, plastic.
So this is really designed as a craft.
Maybe not
machine.
Plastic.
This also is sitting on a riser base so that you can lower the bed and put a rotary adapter so you could do tumblers and
Oh, cool.
Cylindrical things.
And
yeah.
So something like this is something I did of our grand puppy. And so
aww.
This is a white tile. And by using a marking spray or a paint, you can actually engrave and bind to the tile. This is the kind of thing that you might do with cutting, say, wood and making a multi-layer project.
Boy, that's beautiful.
And now,
oh, you're making bitcoins too.
Well, brass coins. Anyway.
Okay.
So now this machine over here is their most recent machine. This is called.
Well, first of all, what does this cost?
This one, depending on the configuration you get, and depending on the power. You can get it, I think, as low as $1,000 and up to about $2,500.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's cheaper than mine.
Yeah. No, that's great.
So now on this one here, this is a very different kind of laser. That one's referred to as a gantry laser, where the head moves left and right.
Yes.
On a gantry, the gantry moves forward and back. This
like
one
a
here
CNC
is a galvo
machine.
Laser. So picture it like taking a laser pointer and kind of squirting the image around. So
like a light
this
show.
One here, if I were to use, say, a black aluminum business card, this dot size on this is 3/100ths of a millimeter. So you can get these incredibly detailed images. And here's my grand puppy again, because this has two lasers in it. One is a visible light blue laser, and one is, I'll call it a near infrared, a 1064 nanometer infrared. So what it does is it burns through the paint.
That's fascinating.
But then starts to etch the underlying aluminum so it comes up white. Otherwise, it would come up as a mirror.
Right. And now, this seems much more specific for maybe a small business.
Yeah, this is great for things like point of sale.
Oh, okay.
And we have been engraving some hearts here. So this thing just picked up today. And this takes a little under 2 seconds to engrave.
Wow.
And,
wow.
And so I have...
Does that say SOB?
No, just SOB. Our initials, Shannon's initials.
Oh, okay.
And so it comes with software.
Okay.
And you don't need the internet connection for the software. And the software comes with the laser, so there's no charge.
So what does this thing cost?
The other one is called the M1 Ultra. This one is called the F2 Ultra.
Okay.
This has a 40-watt visible light blue laser in it and a 60-watt, what's called a MOPA IR laser. And so it will do, well, say this here, I did this the other day, a little tree of life coin.
Wow,
it's like really engraved.
Capabilities
of
the software, design the graphic, and then I did the engraving and I'm working on a video that shows exactly.
And so the retail price?
This one, I think, is about $5,000.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's still very reasonable for what I would expect.
Well, yeah, compared to the $40,000 or $100,000 lasers
commercial.
Now, if my head fits in there, can you engrave one of my teeth?
I have engraved everything from a toothpick to the inside of a 16-foot canoe.
Okay, I'm going to stick my head in there, and then we'll see what we get.
You're always keeping us on our toes, DD. We can't tell if you're trying to get a laser tattoo right now. Really incredible stuff. Definitely
I like
out.
The machine that goes over and magnetically changes the head to what it needs
is incredible.
Yeah, that's the first one. That's almost $2,000.
Yeah, yeah. This is the, and this is that one that'll magnetically grab the different head, or it has different types of, and it makes sense. The configurations of the different modules would be different. But man,
and a big pallet to build stuff on too.
Yeah, yeah. Honeycomb Smart Air Assistant. Assist. If only I could read. and then, wow, that's incredible stuff. I mean, I remember just the other day, the first type of product that we had seen that was like this was the Glowforge.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, not nearly this capability. This has multiple heads and, you know, moving gantries and stuff like that. But, you know, that was really the first of this type of CNC style laser head at home DIY type thing, you know, that was approachable.
Yep.
And I love seeing the industry expand. And so this is the other one. This is that, the $5,000.
Yeah. It looks like it's $6,000.
Yeah. $6,000. Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But gosh, like that embossing was crazy.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. You can make your own bitcoins.
Yeah, we could make our own awards. We could hand ourselves
our
own awards.
Oh, there you go.
I love that. Yeah, wow. Look, you could even, you could get the Ultra Deluxe bundle with a conveyor belt.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that.
Oh my gosh.
That is crazy. Cool stuff. I love seeing this type of manufacturing coming to consumable markets.
Yes.
I feel like when it comes to American manufacturing, this might help kickstart a lot of inspiration for people to get into it commercially and really take a look at machining and tooling and things like that, which I think America as a whole could really do with.
Which
is great. Okie dokie.
Dennis, we got to get this. Chad is going to love this.
Yeah.
You might like this too. You would understand it better than me. So let's take a peek at Spark.
Spark.
Okay, we're here at Spark and we're going to find out what Spark is. Spark is an automotive AI company that helps everyday drivers be educated about what's going on with their vehicle.
What if you have more than this as a car?
So every vehicle after 1996 has this port called OBD2. Okay. And it's usually located under the steering wheel around this area.
So that's even electric cars, no matter what kind of car?
No matter what type of car, the port should be there. However, we currently support ICE vehicles, internal combustion engine, and we will be expanding into EV vehicles as well.
Okay, okay.
And once it's plugged in, connects to the app via Bluetooth, it's as simple as tapping a button to check across all the systems. And if it finds any sort of issue, we'll communicate to you in a way that's easy to understand. And so brings the same level of comprehensiveness that commercial tools that are used by mechanics have within the hands of everyday drivers. And so if an issue is found, it tells you, hey, this is what it means. This is what happens if you don't fix it. And if you have follow-up questions, you can just like ask Spark AI.
Does it give you hints as to what to do?
It can also. So if you're more DIY oriented and you'd like to narrow down an issue, you can. We usually market towards folks that are not as technical. And so we wanted to keep it as lightweight as possible. But if folks want to take it a notch deeper, further, and get that level of depth, that's definitely something that they can do. And so they can also, let's say, if you're curious about, hey, I see an engine light on the car, what does that mean? You can literally just snap a picture and just ask it, what is this light?
Okay.
And it takes into consideration the vitals of the vehicle from the diagnostics as well as the image, and provides a comprehensive analysis, so it's easy for you to understand. So in this case, it told us.
Yes. So what does it retail for?
So right now we retail for $499, okay. But we're looking to decrease the price across the next few months.
Okay. And does the light always stay on when it's plugged in?
Yes.
Okay.
So the moment the vehicle turns down,
the device will also power off, so there are no problems with the battery whatsoever.
Okay.
And it's available now?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Thank you. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. Can it work in a boat is really
yes,
the question.
Exactly. You know, we've seen something like this before. Doesn't $500 seem expensive?
It does. When you're competing with the price of just going into the shop to get it diagnosed. When a diagnostic costs $100 at even the sleaziest of shops.
You can go in and plug that thing in and...
Yeah, any shop will run a diagnostic on whatever, if like a check engine light pops up.
Yeah.
Almost any service shop that's a general service, as long as it's not only like lubrication or something like that, will plug in their computer and tell you what's wrong with it, and it'll cost you $100. And then typically they'll say, but it won't cost you $100 if we fix it, you know, and then to fix it. Yeah. It'll cost, and sometimes it's something simple like change your oil. And then, you know, it's like, oh, well, we have an oil change for $30. So you still don't have to pay that $100 diagnostic fee.
Oh, okay.
You know, that type of thing. It happens often. It'll pop out a code and they'll tell you what it is. But they charge a service typically, and it's almost, a lot of times it's almost like a deposit or a down payment on other service that they typically wipe away when. So, and that's kind of what I would be logically competing with is, do I want to spend $500 so that I always know what code my car is throwing, or am I going to go into the shop and get it fixed anyway? You know, that type of thing. And having the AI assistant is interesting, but I feel like if they're going to go that model, like what you were suggesting, which is, does it give you hints on how to fix it? Like,
yeah.
Maybe they should add some services on like, okay, you have a Honda. Here's the correct tutorial for how to fix this issue.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That type
okay,
of
that would
thing
be interesting. Yeah.
Would be interesting. Dwindle's saying in the chat that AutoZone does free code readings. So if you go into an AutoZone, they'll hook up the machine and do it for free, which I haven't heard of. So,
Okay.
So that's kind of nice. Dwindle also mentions that AutoZone is obviously it's not a repair shop. It is just a part store. So it makes sense why they would run your code and then sell you a part for you to fix it.
Right. Yeah.
You go do it. That's what we want to sell you it on. So that's fantastic to know. Okay, so, but that gadget is the Spark with a Q, and their website is joinspark, JOINSPARQ.
And it looks like it's not out yet.
Yeah, pre-order.
A pre-order.
Seeing if I can get that. Yeah, there you go. Turn your car into a personalized AI. This is going to happen a lot. We're going to see like the 3D TV craze. We're going to see the AI craze hit hard. I think the AI is going to be built into a lot of products that don't need AI.
I think you're right.
Going to happen. Or they're just going to use the ChatGPT layer when they really need to be making their own model. And anyway, okie dokie, let's go into some more crappiness, shall we?
No, boy.
But you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie, we are back with a pet gadget. I have it here, but I can't really show it off here. So I recorded a video earlier. And
we are back at it with another pet gadget, and this time, wow, it looks like a big one. This is the Paw Spa from Oxygenetics, or Oxynetics. This is a handheld brush, sprayer, shampoo holder that you could use with a shower, a sink, or outdoors. It comes with a ton of attachments to get it to work with sinks and faucets and hoses. It even comes with a wall mount. The handle itself looks quite nice and ergonomic, and it even has a reservoir for shampoo, so that when you turn it on, there's a mode that's just water, there's a mode that's water plus shampoo, and then there's like an off, but it doesn't really, it kind of, even back here, it's like the off is like smart pause, but it even shows some dripping. So we'll check all that out. Let's open it up, because it does say that there's a big cord inside, or a big tube inside, so I want to see how long that hose is. Okay, so unboxed, here are all the pieces. It comes with a pretty long tube. This is 96 inches or 8 feet. Here's that little handle that you can attach to the wall. I'm not gonna be doing that, but it's dog bone shaped, and even the sticky for the wall is dog bone shaped, which I think is fun. They give you a little bit of Teflon tape to work with some of the plumbing, a bunch of fixtures, and some quick start guides on what you would need them for. So here's the shower guide, the sink guide, the spigot guide, and that is in Spanish. So great instructions. Then here is the actual shower head unit. Here are your modes. So you got pause, water only in the middle, and then water plus shampoo. In order to add the shampoo, you just twist this top thing and then just add it right in there and then twist it back. There's some really hard to see arrows there to do that. Now, how am I gonna install this? I decided to go with the shower head method because my sink was incompatible with the things that they gave us. So mine is just too low profile, just wouldn't work. The shower head method, when I was looking at the quick start guide, looked like the fastest and easiest way to do it. Literally, you just remove the shower head, add the hose, and you're good to go. And then they also give you one other piece that I haven't talked about yet, and that is this. And this is the shower head adapter. So I went and tested my shower head, and it just popped right off because it was only just finger tight. So that's fantastic. So I just removed it just with my hands. And then this end, the female end, would go onto the shower. So we're just going to try to do that and thread that well. There we go. That's on there. And so now this end, actually, I would just replace the shower head. And they did give you Teflon tape. I'm not going to really use it right now just because I'm kind of just doing this to show you guys. But I can replace my shower head just about that easily and make it tight. I could try to point that down if I wanted to. Then we grab the hose. The hose has these orange things, and that's just letting you know that inside of here is one of the rubber gaskets already. So that rubber gasket, oh, okay, in there, just make sure it doesn't fall off as you're installing it. And then that would go right in there.
And if I didn't explain, that's a switch to allow you to switch from the shower. Yeah, from the shower to the hose.
There you go. Point that down. But there you go. So this would definitely be the way that I would want to use it. It's a little unsightly, but it is what it is. And now this end goes onto the actual nozzle. So let's go ahead and grab that and attach that. Look, we already have our participant waiting for us here. Grab a little bit of
that. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
For the first time, I haven't added any shampoo. I'm just going to keep it on the water setting and we'll just kind of see what happens. Turn that on. Turn that on. Okay, apparently we're in shower mode. We'll click it. And there you go. We have the water mode. I'm going to turn it on to pause mode and see what that does. Hey, not bad. So that's the smart pause. So it still is has a little bit of water pressure going out. But honestly, if you were washing a dog, that would be just fine. Honestly, I don't even think I want to get Charlie wet for this. I just want to test out now. Let's test out the soap reservoir. There you go. It's all empty. So I'm just going to set it down right now. We have a little bit of dog shampoo here. This is Groomer's Best Gentle Oatmeal. So we'll just add a little bit of that in there. Add the cap back on. And I think what I'm hoping for is suds. That would be fantastic, is if I could get some indication. Now maybe water will go in here. Oops, I have a little bit of trash from the hose. But let's see, here's what happens. Water plus suds. can't really see much happening in there. Do I feel it on my hands? I do see some suds at the bottom of the tub kind of going down into the drain now, which is fantastic.
Oh, there you go.
I would say, yeah, look at that. That is some soapy water. I'm going to switch it just to water. Oh, look, the suds went away. That's fantastic.
Work.
Suds on.
Oh, yeah.
Suds off. Smart pause. And then we can turn off the shower there. I'm actually very, very, very impressed with it. The shower option was a really quick and easy installation for me. Nothing is even leaking at the moment, and I just kind of quickly installed it as you saw. So there you go. The Paw Spa. Charlie is due for a spa day. You ready for it?
You can't eat it. I don't want it.
Yeah, if it's not a treat, get it out of here. Yeah, I ended up being pleasantly surprised. I've seen plenty of, like, shower heads for humans. Pretty expensive. And that seemed, this seems comparable. I mean, like, I see, even saw in the chat, someone said, I'll buy that for myself. It just seems like a really, really...
$29?
Yeah, $29.
Oh, okay, I got, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Honestly, the reason I ended up picking this up was I had walked into the store for a different gadget that was $25, and this one was only $5 extra. And I was like, okay, well, I think I wanted to see this one, actually.
Yeah, it's nice.
So yeah, there you go. The Paw Spa. I'm actually excited to own it. Giving a bath to my dog has typically been a bath in a cup. You know, I get the biggest cup I can from the kitchen and kind of use that. This is fantastic. It would get fresh water in to rinse the dogs off. I'm really, really excited about it, actually. So there you go. How do you say this? Oxenetics?
Yeah.
Oxenetics Paw Spa Power Super Wash Pro 3. Anyway, I picked it up at PetSmart as well, and I didn't really see it anywhere else around. So
very nice. Very nice. Yeah.
The Paw Spa. With that, let's move into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
I have a what the heck is it? And this is it.
Ooh.
All right, so I'm here in the studio by myself, cleaning up.
What? That's
junk it? Lying all over the place. And I found this little square.
The first thought is a power brick.
That is, but you can tell it's very small from the size of it, okay? Because there's a nickel. What I'm finding amazing is that...
I don't know what it would be.
I pushed the button, and it came on.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so now you know it's something that
turns on. So I'm going to take the nickel away.
It's the world's
I'm by myself, so.
Tiniest.
It's a little wonky, okay. It's the groove tube.
I have no idea.
Shutter. All right. And speaker.
Smallest Bluetooth speaker?
So this is a Bluetooth speaker
that
you can also use as a remote for your camera, and it's from Huawei. I have not charged this.
I haven't charged it, and it works.
And this.
That's it.
Little picture of the camera there. This should fire that.
There it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, it only does it once. It only seems to let me do it once. And what can we do? for music.
It's not bad for something that's like an inch by an inch.
Yeah.
This is what Dennis will be doing with the camera.
For a nickel size.
This is really amazing. From a tiny little speaker. From Wowie. And I'm going to look it up. It might be more than 10 years ago. You all come back now. And will you be there?
I'll be here.
No good.
Yeah, I just looked on it. Copyrighted 2014.
Wow.
So it's 11 years old. And for some reason, it's still on their website.
Wow. Wowee, wowee.
Yes, exactly. When you click buy now, nothing comes up.
Yeah.
But that's kind of amazing. And I think it was $15.
That's crazy. And then here it is. Oh, it's not on eBay anymore. Here's one.
Oh, did $9. It go? Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
A used one.
Yeah. That's funny. So something I have seen recently that people like are, I don't know if they have a name for it, but they're TikTok scrollers.
TikTok
scrolling. So it's like turning here. Let me see if I can find a thing that'll show it off better. They'll use these at the gym. So it's similar to what you just did for the camera. And it'll do a camera shutter, I think, when you have the camera app open. But if you click the top button, it'll scroll to the next TikTok. And if you hit the bottom button, it'll scroll, it'll go back. So you can
go back. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So you could be like running on a treadmill and like, okay, next TikTok, next TikTok. So you don't have to like do this. Okay. You can just like hit the button. And that's what that reminded me of, the Wowie Cube is is that. But yeah, and like selfie shutter like things are still very popular, but I love that. Yeah. It has that little speaker in there and
yeah, it's just amazing.
It's great. It's great. Okie dokie. Very cool. With that, let's head on to... Wait. How can people send in their videos? We need more.
Excellent. Okay. The reason I did a video is we don't have any more videos. Okay. Video, 1 to 3 minutes. Anything to do with a gadget. If you find something really old, even if you can't remember what it was, we can play a what the heck is it? 1 to 3 minutes, any kind of a gadget, new, old, but even broken. Make a video, horizontal format, and just make sure we can hear you and see the gadget. You can be in it if you want. Put it up on YouTube. There's a drop-down menu. Click unlisted if you only want us to see it. And then you will get a URL from YouTube and email that to us. Mail at gizwiz.tv. And if we show your video, we're showing 99% of them. You get the current issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you. And if you live outside of the U.S. or Canada, send us a video anywhere else in the world, and I will send you a high-res image of Alfred E. Newman autographed to you. Mail at gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. It's also not obvious. You can use mail at gizwiz.tv to send us a letter.
Our letter is from someone in chat. I'm not sure if they're in chat today. It is Roger, a.k.a. Fuel Boat.
Ah.
And Roger's sending us a shopping tip. The subject line is Harbor Freight Cases. We were talking about Harbor Freight a couple of weeks ago. And he said Harbor Freight has some Apache cases, which are Pelican-style cases that are very well made. They work well for cameras, etc. They're less money than Pelican. I have a number of them in different sizes. And boy, some of them are cheap.
Yeah, yeah, and especially compared to Pelican prices.
Yeah.
This case is hundreds of dollars. for that style of case. And then they're...
Yeah.
They're,
what was the one I saw for $12.99?
Well, that is itty-bitty. Like, this is like...
I was going to say that's the case for my little Wowie speaker.
Yes. Yeah.
This is that's what it is? Oh, my God. It is tiny.
Yeah, it's itty-bitty. I wish it showed something in it here. Well, no, that's just general. And then this is pretty small, too.
Oh, okay.
You know,
oh, for a single camera. Okay.
Yeah, but for a camera, it's good. This one, even though it's $100, is awesome. The fact that it has the slide-out thing, like, this is what almost all of the camera equipment would be brought in. Gosh, the Pelican, I don't even know what the name of it is, but it's the carry-on case. Let's see if I can get it. Oh, here it is. It is, once the site loads, twice as expensive if you want the name brand. $224 for
Wait a minute, Chad. Did they get sued? Look at Scooter X.
Oh, really? Is this Harbor Freight case? Harbor Freight settlement?
Harbor Freight settlement?
Kind of looks like a class action. Let's look at this. $94 million. Penalties to the California Air Pollution Control Fund for violating air quality regulations.
Okay.
Dang it.
Wow. Okay.
Polluting our air. Dang it, Harbor Freight.
Oh, this is long ago. 2013.
Y'all got to stop polluting the air for cheap cases. If you could, that'd be great. So this is almost the exact
same
model.
Thing, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
For
oh,
a
my.
Lot less.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, and I will admit that the plastic is not as durable. The Pelican case plastic is this insanely tough injected plastic, and this is more of like a generic plastic. But they both have the airline seals on them, which are really important, which is, I don't really see it in these photos, but there's a little pressure thing right there. That little red thing is, it keeps it waterproof while allowing it to go through air lines and not having them pop open and explode.
Oh, okay.
When there's pressure differences. Because
I see. Okay. Yeah.
That little
okay.
thing is the same as what they need. So they have that as well, which is fantastic.
Fuel boat, thank you. This is good.
Fuel boat, awesome. I want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting our show. Our patrons give back every single episode, which is incredible, amazing. Thank you once again. If you like the show, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. You can also head on over to gizwiz.tv, click on the Patreon tab at the top of our website, and there you'll find a big link to Patreon. It'll look like that. There's also a tiny little link there that'll take you to PayPal. Some people want to give via PayPal. You can set up recurring donations there, or even single donations if you want to give that way. However you give, thank you, thank you, thank you for helping trying to keep this rusty bolts of a show moving along. We really appreciate it. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. And when we are live, our website will update with the live stream. Make sure that you join the chat room and chat along with our fantastic community of folks who watch the show live. We absolutely adore them. And you should too if you're not in the live chat. You're missing out. Also, you can catch any of our previous shows there on the website or on our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts all over the internet. And head on over to gizwiz.biz while you're still checking out stuff on your browser. That's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we talk about on the show. That one was a spooky one. I've never seen a RC snake go backwards before. It still haunts me to this day. But if you need a reminder, it's there, gizwiz.biz. You can also play What the Heck Is It? What the heck is it? I don't know. I mean, I do know. And I'm going to give it away right now. This is from Back to the Future. It is a hoverboard attachment. You can make any hover shoes in the future. Back to the Future. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.